alone, estranged from your family in some way, it's a great way to unite yourself with the Lord. Our Advent wreath here, as you can see, it's green and it's in a circular form. And that circle represents eternity. There's no beginning, there's no end. The green, it represents life. And the candles represent the light of Christ coming into the world. You remember last week we lit one candle. This week we've lit two candles. So Christians began to use the Advent wreath as a symbol to welcome the coming of Christ into the world. And the first week, the candles have significance in that the first candle is known as the prophecy candle or the hope candle. And last week, the Old Testament reading for the Sunday was from Zechariah 14, verses 4 through 9. And it prophesied the second coming of Christ. And so that's what that candle did. This week, we lit a second purple candle. That second candle is known as the Bethlehem candle or the peace candle. And this week, we'll hear from the gospel reading from Luke chapter 3, where it says, "All flesh shall see the salvation of God." And what do we know about the second week, the Bethlehem candle? What did they used to say about Bethlehem? That nothing good could come from Bethlehem. Well, we see that Christ came from Bethlehem. So, now next week, and you'll notice we light the candles in progression. Next week we'll light three candles. We'll light this pink candle or the rose candle. And that candle represents joy. Next Sunday is called Gaudete Sunday. And that's Latin for the word rejoice. And we'll see that next Sunday in our Old Testament reading from Zephaniah 3, where one of the first words in that reading is rejoice. And if you don't hear the readings in church, I encourage you to go home and read the Sunday readings because they're very important to the season. They're very important to the season of Advent and to just read the prophecies foretelling the coming of Christ. And the fourth week of Advent, we'll light another purple candle representing love. And we'll hear in the readings for the fourth week of Advent about the love of God calling us back to himself. And the passages will speak of that. And then this center candle, the white candle, we call the Jesus candle. And that represents Jesus' birth. And we'll light that on Christmas Eve at the Christmas vigil. And so, as we can see, as we go through Advent, more light comes. Christ comes closer to coming into the world. And another thing about the pink candle, the significance of the pink candle next week, as I said, is a sign of rejoicing and hope, because that is our halfway point to Christmas. And there's four candles here, plus the Jesus candle, but four colored candles representing the 4 weeks of Advent, also representing the 4,000 years between the fall of man, the fall of Adam and Eve, to the coming of Christ into the world. And so we see throughout all the readings the prophecy of Christ's second coming from people like Zechariah and Zephaniah. And these guys were, you know, around like 700 years before Christ came. And then we see the prophecy of Christ's birth. So those are very important. So one of my favorite hymns that we sing is O Come Emmanuel. And I think one of the verses really sums up the Advent season and especially the significance and the symbolism of the Advent candle. And more importantly, the Advent wreath is a sacramental. Now, it's not a sacrament to light the Advent wreath, but it is a sacramental of the church in that with the proper mind and the proper spirit, we can use this to draw us closer to God and have greater devotion to God. But one of the verses of O Come, Emmanuel says, O come, thou dayspring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. So I want to encourage you to jump into this Advent season, and especially the readings for Advent are very important. You know, you can go home and you can read the daily readings and the Sunday readings for Advent, and that will help you to see what God is doing in this special time of the church year. Thank you. Yeah. You learned something.